Okay, so if you remember last time we learned the Rambam, we spoke about how the Gemara tells us in Kedushin that a person should divide up his learning time. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. The Rambam has an interesting understanding of Talmud. For the Rambam, Talmud, we explain, means learning Torah b'iyun, as opposed to learning b'kiyus. And then the Rambam writes that this halacha of dividing time is only at the beginning of your learning, when the person becomes more mature, so then the person should focus his energies on limud ha-gemara, on limud b'iyun, etc. Then the Rambam has an interesting comment. Ketzad, hayabal umnis. If a person's a worker, so the Rambam writes, if a person is working, which means that you work 3 hours a day and you learn Torah 9 hours a day, so then, right, you spend those 9 hours a day that you're learning, you spend three on Tanakh, three on Mishnah, and three on Lahavin Davar Mitoch Davar, three on learning Iyun. That's what the Rambam says. Again, a Mishnah probably means just like Bekiyos, that's the way we explained it yesterday. Now, what's interesting to note is for the Rambam, a working person means that he works 3 hours a day. Many of the Achrenim died from the Rambam, that Avada, there's a desire to work, but a person should only work the amount that the person needs parnasa. I think we make a mistake when, and our whole world operates like this, it's not us, we spend too much time at work. This comes up in many ways. I could tell you that my kids, my work is officially Torah, but my kids are not happy when I get phone calls at night, and they're right. Since I'm not a show rabbi anymore, it happens a little bit less. But I still get shilas and whatever, and like often they're very important, but your kids are also important. So working less is probably a good idea, if it's feasible. The Rambam's nusach of working 3 hours a day in Torah, 9 hours a day, is an unbelievable thing. I don't know too many people do it, although Baruch Hashem, I think some of the professors here in the college, when you see them in the Beis Medrash in the morning, it's really inspiring. Yeah.
Are you saying that somebody should, let's say they want to work more so they can give more tzedakah, is that a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing to work more to give more tzedakah, but I think we also have to be honest.
If you have more money,
if you have more money, you'll give more tzedakah, but you have to make a careful cheshbon about how much. Does anyone really give what they can? Like, how many people, like, seriously, how many people really give to the extent that they can? And if someone is earning lots of money, so, again, the cynic in me always will say that the person just wants the better lifestyle and the additional car, etc. I was always very impressed. There was, like, a balabas here in the Heights, a very wonderful man. He lived in a small apartment, he dressed in a humble way, he lived a very modest lifestyle. The man was a multimillionaire and gave vast amounts of money to tzedakah. But most people who are, you know, working in Fortune 500 companies are like out in hedge funds or whatever it is where you earn the big bucks, are not giving tzedakah kefiyaholtam. And That's all I have to say.
Is it better to give more tzedakah, the most tzedakah you can, which would be a less amount than if you decided to work more and give a smaller percentage?
Again, I think the Rambam is giving us a recipe that a working person is supposed to work 3 hours a day and learn 9 hours a day. That's the Rambam's recipe. Now, it's unclear exactly in Shas where the Rambam got this from, this idea of working 3 hours a day, but I think clearly the Rambam views it as an ideal to have more time for learning. Nothing against Dafyomi. Dafyomi is making a Siyum HaShas soon. It's meridic, it's wonderful, it's changed not only modern orthodoxy, it's changed the entire American landscape. It's great. But we also have to ask, you know, to what extent is it the best use of Torah time? Right? For the Rambam, people betchilas limud are supposed to be mishalei shnosav, right? And the Rabbi Nutam says that you're mekayim mishalei shnosav by learning Talmud Bavli, right? But when you get older, when you get more mature, more sophisticated in your learning, so the Rambam says you should learn Iyum. No? I don't know. Daf Yomi might be a kiyum of mishalei shnosav according to the Rabbi Nutam, which is something that the Rambam rejects. But it's certainly not a kiyum of an older, more mature learner who should be learning B'iyud. It's unfortunate that in many shuls, the Rabbonim who used to give like Iyun Shi'urim during the week get no one to come because everyone's doing Daf Yomi. Rabbi Willig told me in his shul he can't give the high-level shiurim he gave like 25 years ago because everyone is doing Daf instead. It's beautiful they're doing Daf, but at least for the Rambam, Iyun learning is supposed to be once a person is more mature in their learning. That's what I want to air for the Rambam. There's another shita within Yishalei Shonim Shnosav, which the Rambam also rejects, and that's the Ran. The Ran writes that you shouldn't have three equal parts in your Torah, but you should divide your learning into three unequal parts. So therefore, Torah Shebikseif maybe gets less than Bekiyus learning, which maybe gets less or more, depending on who you are, than Iyun learning. But it's not equal parts. For the Rambam, Yishalei Shonim Shnosav are equal parts, three equal installments of Torah. So those are some of my thoughts based on this Rambam, and now we should go back to Gemara.